Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 131. Today, John asks, social media for writers. Any opinions on the better platform to discuss or promote your works? John, this seems to me to be an issue of a moving target. The social media landscape is changing all the time, as is the promotional markets. There was a time when pushing books on Twitter, if you were subtle about it, was a fairly dependable way to get attention. There was another time when soliciting reviews from Amazon Power Reviewers was the way to do it. There was another time still where MySpace was the premier social media platform. Today it happens to be Facebook. Who knows what tomorrow will bring, and MySpace is making a comeback. Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, it's all just different ways to connect with people. The thing that I would keep in mind is that whatever you're doing on social media, unless you're doing paid advertising, and there is definitely a place for that in an author's business plan, unless you're doing paid advertising, remember that the key component of social media is social. It's not an advertising space. You need to provide value to your audience in terms of entertainment or inspiration or intellectual stimulation. This podcast, for example, is not just me talking about writing and giving back. This is also a marketing opportunity for me because I write nonfiction books, and I figure that hearing me doing my thing and talking my method might inspire a few of you to buy my books, and I hope it does. But that's what I'm hoping is a knock-on effect of the cast. I'm doing it primarily because I enjoy it, and I'm able to keep doing it because of your financial support and your engagement by sending in questions. That's kind of how social media works. It's using the village model of marketing. So in late industrial and early internet civilization, cities are big places. We're used to marketing having to do with large-scale advertising and whatnot. The problem with that in a business like ours is that books have always been a village business. They subsist through word of mouth. They're passed around libraries and book groups. Social media is a village type of marketing thing. If you're in a village where there's like a weekly fair or a farmer's market, and that's where everybody does their shopping, you find out about the vendors through word of mouth from your friends. You don't find out about them through an advertisement written on the side of the castle wall. In our case, the village market is too large to just sort of stumble around and find anybody. So when you're using social media to gain visibility, that's exactly what you're doing. You're trying to form networks of people who enjoy your stuff and will tell their friends. And that's basically what it is. You're not directly trying to drive sales. What you're trying to do is drive awareness. And you have to have confidence in your ability as a craftsperson and as a packager that awareness will help build sales over the long term. It's a very incremental thing. Now, people do find ways with every new social media platform to leverage the system and generate huge amounts of sales. That usually only works at a certain point in the adoption curve of that system, when it gets about 20% market penetration, and it ends when it starts to get larger, around 50 or 60%. It only works during a certain part of the adoption curve of a new social media platform or a new social media venue, and it does not reliably translate into a growth in long-term readership. Short-term sales spikes are wonderful. They mean good money, and they will eventually probably get you in front of more eyeballs. But that doesn't translate into any kind of immediate or even near-term sustainable lift in your sales numbers. Those come through much more dilute and dispersed network effects, and you have to have patience. I don't know how helpful that was, but I hope I answered the question. Thank you for sending it in. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.